Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad you're with us today. If you have a Bible question or some troublesome life issue you'd like to discuss, we'd love to hear about it right now and take you into the Word of God for the answer and the solution in the person of Jesus Christ and walking in His life every day. The lines are open for you right now at 844-322-2742, and that, of course, good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. Call now because it's Basic Gospel, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, we do invite you to call right now at 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. We would love to talk with you on this edition of Basic Gospel, and the phone lines are wide open. I think day 15 of the original 15-day social distancing decree expires today, and yesterday President Trump extended that for another 30 days. That will expire April 30th. That's all effort on the federal government's level, and then both state and local governments are doing their part as well to keep us apart, to keep us safe, so that we can stop the spread of this virus. But certainly all of us are experiencing some type of situation as a result of this. We may be fearful. We may be anxious. We could be experiencing all sorts of things. So we want to talk about that on today's edition of Basic Gospel. Again, the number 844-322-2742, 844-322-2742. And as we start today's broadcast, I wanted to read this passage out of 1 Peter. And Peter is a man who knows about suffering. He knows about trials and tribulations in life. He certainly experienced his fair share. And so he writes from the heart about how we're to handle these particular situations when they come our way. So he starts in chapter 1, verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." So whenever we talk about trials and tribulations, whenever we talk about adverse circumstances, one of the first things that we need to search for and to seek out is hope in the midst of it. And here Peter gives us what that hope is, and it's the fact that we've been born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So just as he came back from the dead, you and I have been raised to walk in the newness of life. And this living Christ, this resurrected Christ, now lives in us. That's our hope. And so it's his presence in us and with us that can calm our hearts and can give us the reassurance that we need. So not only have we been born again to a living hope, but we also have an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, and it's kept in heaven for us, who by God's power we are being guarded through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. So in this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you have been grieved by various trials. So certainly we have been grieved by this COVID-19 trial. Well, what are we going to learn through this trial? What are we going to learn about ourselves? We know that God is faithful. We know that God is just. Well, what we're going to see is that through this, that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. So the other day, Gina and I were having a conversation, and we were talking about the current crisis. And she asked, are you afraid? Do you have any anxiety? And if I look at the problem, of course, there are anxious thoughts and anxious feelings related to this. But I finally looked at her and said, you know, we have to say we're going to believe what we teach. And what we teach is that God is faithful, that God has promised to meet our needs according to his riches and glory. So if that's true based on what the Word of God says, then let's believe it. And so a trial is going to prove the genuineness of your belief in Jesus Christ. So it's going to be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And then he goes on to say, though you have not seen him, you love him. And though you do not see him now, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory, obtaining the outcome of your faith, the salvation of your souls. So here's the deal. The truth of this gospel message, the truth of who you are in Christ, the truth of who Christ is in you, is what you cling to in the midst of these trials and tribulations that come our way. And as you cling to Jesus Christ, as you stand firm on the foundation of who he is and what he's done for you through his death, burial, and resurrection, it enables you to prepare your minds for action, being sober-minded and setting your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And then it says, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all of your conduct. So this truth, this genuine faith in what Christ has done for you, the fact that you have been born again to a living hope, the fact that you have an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfaded, that is being guarded for you in the heavenlies, the fact that you, even though you cannot see God, that you cannot see Jesus Christ, that you love him and believe him. This is the anchor of your soul, and this is what prepares you for the trials and tribulations that come your way. This is what enables you to be sober-minded, looking beyond the circumstance to the grace that will be fully given to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. And this is what empowers you to reach out to others around you in love and grace and mercy and kindness. So this trial that we're going through, yes, it gives us a lot of uncertainty. We're not sure how this is going to play out, and we're not sure what it's going to mean for us going or down the road. But we do know Jesus, and that's the good news. We know him, and we know his faithfulness. We know his love. We know his grace. We know his mercy. So let's allow him to be the assurance that our hearts need, the calmness and the faith that we need to go through this situation. Well, this is Basic Gospel. We're so glad that you are here. Our phones are filling up right now at 844-322-2742. If you have a question that you would like to pose on today's broadcast, we encourage you to go ahead and call right now, 844-322-2742. We do have a wonderful resource that we want to put in your hands this particular month. It's called The Jesus That You Can Know. It is five messages that I did just really focusing on the person and work of Jesus Christ. As I said, he's our anchor. He is our encouragement. He is our wisdom, our righteousness. He is our everything. He is the one that we need to turn to and keep our eyes focused on during this particular turbulent time that we're living in today. So we want to put that in your hands. It's available for a gift to Basic Gospel this month. And your gift to Basic Gospel will keep this broadcast on the air, will keep this good news of Jesus Christ going out. And right now, there are so many people who need to hear about Jesus. So let's not shrink back from this trial that we're going through. Let's not hide in a corner. Let's make our voices known. Let's get the message of Jesus Christ out to as many people as we can. As I have said so often on this broadcast, let's tell the story as often as we can to as many people as we can. And your gift to Basic Gospel today, this month, will help that story continue to go out and will bring assurance and comfort and peace and faith to those who desperately are seeking that here and now. Well, my name is Bob Christopher. This is Basic Gospel. 844-322-2742 is the number. 844-322-2742 is the number. Let's go to our phone lines and let's start in Alabama and talk with Deborah today. Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you. My question is, you know, my town is 24-hour curfew, which I call it lockdown, except for going out on essentials. All right, now I like to sit out on my balcony. Is that wrong? I don't mess with anybody. Nobody messes with me. I just sit there and watch the traffic go by.
Well, I don't think there's anything.
Good.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That is your home. That is where you live. That balcony is a part of that. You're certainly abiding by the decree, the order that has been set forth by your local authorities. You're certainly not gathering with people. You're not getting close to people. So I think that's fine. These are some of the questions that we're having to answer. You know, what is appropriate in this? And certainly, I think if we just apply some common sense, we look at the decrees, the local decrees that local governments have put forth. I think we can make some good common sense judgments about that. And I think sitting on your balcony is going to be A-okay.
Okay, thank you. You know, outside studying the scriptures, you know, I just sit out on the balcony.
Well, I understand. I understand that. We spend a lot of time in our backyard and then on our front patio, and we look and say, do we want to spend some time in the living room? Do we want to go to the kitchen? And we're all trying to make those decisions to keep life kind of moving forward for us. And we do know that wherever we are, God is there with us. Jesus Christ is in us. So we're never alone, and we can just keep depending upon Him during this situation.
All right. Well, thank you. My husband and I live in a tiny studio apartment, and I would go bonkers if I had to stay in 24/7.
Well, I understand that. I understand that, and I think we all do. So, Deborah, thank you for your call today. We certainly appreciate it.
Well, thank you. You guys have a blessed day.
Well, you too, Deborah, and thanks for your call. Let's go to Smyrna, Georgia, and talk to Dave, listening to us on WDWD. Hi, Dave. Welcome.
Hey, Bob. Thanks for the program. My question concerns investments. I hope to retire within a year or two, and I have some money in a traditional IRA, and I'm wondering what to do with it. And I heard a program the other day on the will of God, and there's three factors concerning that: the word of God, counsel from other people, and peace. And I also read the book of Proverbs, and that has a lot to do with financial wisdom. And Ecclesiastes refers to diversification. Do you have any other hints or tips that might point me in a more specific way concerning that issue of finances and investments?
Well, Dave, that's a great question, and certainly we all have concerns about finances today. And it sounds like you're in a little different category than a lot of people may be, that you are thinking about investing and your retirement and what that is going to look like. There's a lot of people that are without work, and so their financial decisions and their outlook is going to be more centered on the basics. Just making sure I have food on the table, making sure I'm able to pay my utility bills and my mortgage, and make sure that I can put gas in the car to get me to where I need to be. And certainly those would be the top priorities for people that may be out of work as a result of this. We would add to that, make sure that if you can, get some emergency savings to put some money aside. But as far as you're concerned, as far as investments go, if you're nearing retirement, you would want to be, I think, more conservative at this particular time. The market, the stock market, will go up and down, and so we don't know what next month or 3 months down the road might be. We could have another one of these things, and the market goes down again. So you want to find safety, I think, as far as your investments are concerned. And I think what the Bible says about diversity is probably a wise thing to guide us forward as far as your retirement is concerned. I'm hoping that you have some financial advisors that are helping you in this regard. Is that true?
I've had them in the past.
And what have they said to you?
They stressed what you said is diversification.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's, like you said, you don't know what things are going to be. So there's safety in the diversification. And the fact that you are about to retire, and how long did you say you were out from that?
I would say within the next 18 months.
18 months, okay. So you want to be as safe as you possibly can and to preserve that nest egg that you have saved for all of these years. It's certainly not a time to go wild and crazy and try to pick something that might give you a home run, grand slam, and then again, right, it might not. So I would, right, pick safety. There are, I think, with the stock market down the way it is right now, I think there would be some safe buys that you could make on some bigger companies that have seen their stock go down that probably over the next 18 months would be a good investment for you. So I would probably find a financial advisor and just get some real solid advice from them to help you moving forward through this next 18-month period.
Excellent.
Okay.
Okay.
And remember, you know Jesus. Jesus lives inside of you, and he's promised to meet all of your needs according to his riches and glory. So let that be your confidence as you face the future, okay?
I will.
All right, Dave. Thanks. Thanks for your call. Great question. We certainly appreciate it. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, we're going to go and take a call that came to us overnight, and this is a really good question from Landon.
My name's Landon. I have a question for you guys. It concerns the coronavirus, and I know that this world is full of information that is false and information that's true. And sometimes it's kind of hard to choose which to believe in, unless it's the Bible, of course. So it's kind of hard. You don't really know what to believe. And I'm starting to freak out. I still have a hard time sometimes not letting my fear and anxiety control me. Please help. And if you can, please pray for me, because when I hear things like that, it raises my anxiety levels and it makes me fear. Thank you. I would love to know your input on this. Goodbye.
Well, Landon, thank you for that question. I think you've probably identified where a lot of people are today. And there's certainly a lot of misinformation that is out there, that is traveling through the various channels of information that we can listen to and we can watch, and everybody's got an opinion today. And sometimes we listen to the opinions of people that we probably shouldn't listen to. As far as the facts with COVID-19, I think we need to go to reputable sources. The CDC, their website, would give us some information that we could hang our hat on as far as what's really happening as far as this disease is concerned. I think we need to let the task force that Trump has assembled, the experts that are looking at the data and looking at what's happening, we need to let them be voices that we can listen to. But even with that, we need to let all of that bounce off of what we clearly know from the Word of God. What we do know is COVID-19 did not take God by surprise. He wasn't caught off guard like most of the world was when this showed up on the scene. This did not catch him off guard. Two, God is bigger than this particular virus. And God knows our particular needs, and he knows us. So we can count on that. We can count on the fact that he is in control. Here's the other thing that we know, that this God who spoke the world into existence, who knows everything, who is all-powerful, lives in us as believers. And it's his presence in us that calms the fear and quietens the anxiety, that he's going to walk with us through this circumstance every step of the way. There's not going to be one step that he doesn't take with us. And as we trust, as we keep our eyes focused on him, then we will know the steps that we need to take moving forward. He's going to give us enough light on the path ahead of us so that we can take the next step forward, and then the next step forward, and then the next step forward. So let's keep our eyes focused on him. Let's thank him that he's alive and living in us, and allow that truth to be our calm, our peace, our faith, our trust in the midst of this. So everything that we hear out there, if it starts to produce some fear and anxiety, let's step back and say, Lord Jesus, thank you for the reminder that I need to keep my eyes focused on you. Thank you for the reminder that you are my strength, you are my comfort, you are my everything in the midst of this. And so I'm trusting you. So I think if we will handle it that way, I think the fear and anxiety inside of us will start to diminish, and we can see clearly the path forward and be able to apply the wisdom of God that he is giving to us in the person of Christ Jesus. Well, Landon, I hope you were listening to that today, and I hope that's an encouragement to you and to all of our listeners. This is tough times that we're living in today. There is a lot of uncertainty in our world. We don't know how this COVID-19 is going to eventually play itself out. It looks bad right now, but God is bigger. So let's keep our eyes focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's thank him for who he is in us. Let's thank him for his faithfulness and the fact that he knows our very needs. So we can trust him. We can every day watch him provide for us day in and day out. That's what we have in Christ Jesus. And because we have that, we can be lights in this world of confusion. This is an unprecedented opportunity for us as believers in Christ to share the hope that we have within us. Take advantage of this opportunity. Give hope. Spread the good news of Jesus Christ in this world of chaos, confusion, and fear. It'll make a huge difference. Well, thank you for listening to us today. We'll be back tomorrow for another edition of Basic Gospel. And now for Bob Davis and for the entire Basic Gospel team, I'm Bob Christopher saying so long from Dallas, Texas. We'll see you back here at the same time tomorrow.